Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. North Carolinians are now into the eighth month of coping with the coronavirus pandemic and, not surprisingly, have developed some strong opinions about the crisis, the policies state and federal leaders are implementing, the performance of those leaders themselves, and what ought to happen next. To get a gauge on those views, I talked earlier this week with Jason Husser, the director of the Elon University poll. As Husser told me, North Carolinians generally understand the gravity of the situation, are skeptical of efforts to rapidly reopen schools, and give low marks to President Donald Trump for what many see as his failed response to the crisis. Well, Jason Husser, welcome back to News and Views. It sure is good to have you with us.
Always great to be here.
So what's life like for a pollster at this time of year? I trust it's a pretty busy time in your particular field of endeavor.
It is a busy time, and it's a challenging time. I'm here in my office on campus, and I have this really nice call center right next to my door, and it is empty right now because of COVID precautions on campus. We just wouldn't have the capacity to pull off a traditional telephone poll, and so we've innovated and used some online surveys, and I think have some interesting results.
Most recently, you conducted a poll that I think it's fair to call essentially a pandemic poll. It really tests what voters and what all North Carolinians think about a variety of issues related to the pandemic, both in their own lives, politically, how it's affecting the society around them. I guess some of the highlights really get to the heart of how our leaders are performing, President Trump, Governor Cooper. Talk to us about some of the findings in that regard.
We wanted to go beyond the horse race. There are a lot of horse race polls in North Carolina right now, but not many asking about issues that North Carolinians will still be dealing with after the election. So we conducted a poll that focused on three things related to the pandemic, K-12 schools, the economy, and then other things like the COVID vaccine. In terms of the election, we did a survey back in June trying to figure out how do people think our elected officials are handling the coronavirus pandemic. We have seen some changes when it comes to President Donald Trump. His ratings have both improved and declined at the same time. So in June, 16% of folks gave him an A. In my most recent survey this month, 21% of folks gave him an A. However, he also saw an increase in his F ratings from 39% in June to 43%. So we're seeing a polarization in attitudes towards how well President Trump has handled the pandemic. Governor Cooper's story, on the other hand, is a bit more mixed. So overall, we saw a decline in how people thought he was handling the pandemic, but not dramatically. Most of what we've seen is people moving more towards the middle when it comes to the governor. In June, 33% gave him a B, 18% an A. He maintained his A rating at 18%, but his B rating fell to 25%. Overall, the governor's looking much better than the president in terms of his people thinking how he's handled the pandemic. Only 16% of people gave the governor an F compared to 43% with the president. So the governor's getting a lot of mid-level grades, but not quite as many stellar grades.
My reading of it is that people, they're not quite sure what they think. They want things to get better. They're very frustrated with the way things are, but nobody's got a brilliant solution for how things should be fixed. It does seem that, in general, the people you surveyed are not chomping at the bit to rapidly reopen our society, our economy, our schools. It seems that they still bring a high degree of caution and are worried about the pandemic, the impacts that it's having.
This is where the governor has a hard time sort of threading that needle. When we ask the question, overall, would you say the state of North Carolina's rules and restrictions around coronavirus have been too restrictive, not restrictive enough, or about right? 28% said too restrictive. So these are the reopen quickly group. Mm-hmm. Not restrictive enough was at 34%, about right at 38%. What's interesting when it relates back to the governor's ratings, a lot of his base are people saying not restrictive enough. And so his A rating is not as high as President Trump's, in part because his base are giving him a B and a C because they think, well, we need to be doing more to protect the state.
I was struck, of course, and you've gotten a good deal of attention about a part of the poll that showed that North Carolinians are not real excited about completely reopening our schools. They like the idea that we went to an online approach early in the year. They thought that made sense. And the numbers for just throwing the doors open and saying, let's get back to normal, are pretty low.
They are. I was a bit surprised at this. I thought we'd see more people with saying, let's reopen as soon as possible, given sort of the volume of folks who want to reopen quickly. So we asked, when do you think K-12 schools should return to full-time in-person instruction for most students? Only 22% said as soon as possible, 12% said in the next couple of months. Then the remainder had far longer sort of outlooks for when we should return. 34% said we should only return when there's a vaccine or better treatment for COVID. 14% said we'll wait until the start of next school year. She's talking about sitting out another semester. And when we asked folks if most K-12 schools return to full-time in-person instruction, how worried would you be about the spread of COVID-19 between students, teachers, and caregivers? 38% are extremely worried. 23% very worried. We saw higher levels of worry among K-12 parents, even though we also saw more K-12 parents anxious to get started sooner.
It's the classic case. We sort of want it both ways. People are frustrated, but they don't have a brilliant solution for what to do. And they're obviously worried about their health and well-being of their families. And one presumes that if we see another spike, as it seems to be on the rise right now in our state, another spike in infections, that that would have an impact, perhaps, and even discouraging people further about wanting to reopen the schools.
I think that's right. We would have to do a survey again post-spike, but it does seem that we're in a point of increase in cases, so I don't anticipate people would change their mind and say, yeah, we wanted to wait for the vaccine, but now there's more cases in North Carolina. Let's go ahead and open up. Interesting. I thought more students would have a problem with online learning. So we asked caretakers and parents of K-12 students, compared to past school years, would you say your student is learning more or less this school year? 29% said more, 39% said less, 33% said about the same. My expectation as an educator, and just the difficulty of even teaching college students online, was that more than 39% would have said they're learning less. So hats off to our teachers for having numbers that high.
Yeah, that was a very encouraging finding, it seemed. I gather that, you know, in some instances, families are figuring out ways to make this work. Of course, for a lot of families, it's a real struggle, especially if you don't have the resources. I believe you asked a question about how this was impacting the parents and how it was impacting their ability to do their jobs.
It was. We asked a few questions to see about how disruptive this had been for parents. Generally speaking, to what extent has supervising and assisting with remote instruction disrupted your day-to-day life? Only 16% said not at all, 30% not much, 32% a fair amount, and 21% a great deal. When we asked if it caused people to fall behind at work, 43% of caretakers and parents said yes. Taking on fewer hours at their job, a full third said yes. Taking on fewer responsibilities, 36% said yes. And so a lot of parents are doing a lot, and it's very difficult for them right now.
Sure. And a lot of folks, of course, continue to struggle economically. You had some questions in there about how this pandemic is affecting people's well-being, right?
We replicated a question we asked in the summer when unemployment was even higher than it is now. Since the start of the coronavirus outbreak, has your personal financial situation gotten better, stayed about the same, or gotten worse? Back in June, only 10% said better. Now we're up to 12%. That may be real. It may be some sort of error. In June, 36% said worse. Now it's at 32%. So there's a evidence of a slight improvement, but that's still a lot of folks saying things are worse. However, when we ask people to think about the trade-offs between public health and the economy and then ask them, has the timing of North Carolina's phase reopening been too fast, too slow, or about right? 33% still say too fast. 28% said it was too slow. 39% said about right. And interesting, those who had suffered some of the greatest economic hardships were more likely to say too fast or about right. Hmm. And so a lot of times it's the people who've taken those income hits who are the least anxious to get going again. And it could be because folks were more in vulnerable professions, right, and jobs, and so they sort of know the risk of getting back.
What about social distancing and masks? I wonder if there's been any shift in how people are thinking about those. It seems, just to a layperson, maybe more people have finally become aware of the benefits of those kinds of precautions.
The notion about the benefits of like mask wearing seem to be very regionally specific. I asked a few questions related to the things that may help us reduce the spread of the virus, because I went to a store in Burlington, mm-hmm, and no one was wearing masks. So we asked, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions in reducing your chances of contracting COVID-19? Wearing masks, 62% said very effective, 29% somewhat effective, not at all effective. People were more optimistic about washing and sanitizing hands frequently, 75% very effective. 6 feet of distancing, 64%. So while a majority are on board with masks, that's still over a third of the state who are at least somewhat skeptical of it, which means that it's a lot easier to say, hey, I'm just going to run into this store right now or go to this one social event and take my mask off. I've seen some other data that suggests that mask compliance is really about two-thirds of the population across the country.
And do you have a sense that that's sort of a regional thing, that perhaps in larger urban areas we're seeing more use of masks, whereas perhaps in rural areas less?
I don't have data in front of me to answer that confidently, but from a quick deep dive I did early on, that was my impression, that we're seeing more mask use in urban areas. But it was difficult for me to figure out if that was due to political differences, with Republicans being less supportive of masks, or if it was due to the fact that people in rural areas are just less, it's less dense, and so it's easier to avoid people.
What about getting back to restaurants and theaters? People still, they have some concerns about the average person about just going back to, say, a movie theater, right?
We asked about a number of different locations, bars, indoor restaurants, outdoor restaurants, movie theaters, hair salons, and our consistent finding was people are nervous inside. Outside, they're not so nervous. So if we just compared outdoor sporting events to indoor sporting events, people feeling extremely uncomfortable went from 22% in outdoor events to 40% in indoor events. Similarly, with restaurants, only 13% of people were extremely uncomfortable in outdoor restaurants compared to 28% in indoor restaurants. Bars are the thing that worry people the most. 43% of folks were extremely uncomfortable with the idea of going into a bar. 17% were somewhat uncomfortable. All of those folks are probably not teetotalers. It's probably because of the sort of social nature of bars.
We're coming to the end of our time with Jason Husser of the Elon University poll. Jason, do you have any take about, I guess, how this is going to play out with the election, how the people's attitudes towards the COVID-19 pandemic, how it might affect the gubernatorial race, the presidential race in North Carolina? Will it be a big factor in these races, or are voters looking at other issues?
It's hard to know about the presidential race, but the gubernatorial race, it does seem that overall Cooper's in a good position based on COVID-19 policies at the state level. He has lost some support, and a lot of folks are angry at him about his COVID-19 policies, but it looks like most of those people were going to be angry at him if COVID-19 didn't exist one way or another. And what I'm really concerned about going forward is this question. If a COVID-19 vaccine is approved by the FDA, do you plan to take it? Only 33% of folks outright said yes, 25% said no, and then 42% said they weren't sure, it depends. So if we're thinking that the end of this pandemic is going to come when there's a vaccine broadly available, we also have to then assume that people are going to take the vaccine in enough numbers that we'd have herd immunity. And right now, it does not look like most North Carolina residents are sold on that.
Got some work to do there, it would seem. So you've got a new poll coming out in the coming week. Talk to us about what you'll be looking at with that one.
We're hoping to have another poll out next week related to people's feelings about election integrity, wanting to know if people are worried about their mail-in ballot being counted, or worried about election fraud or other problems that could crop up on election night. It's certainly a time of great anxiety for folks, and we want to know what people are feeling good about and what might be something policymakers want to think about in trying to reassure the public.
Well, we'll look very much forward to those results. We thank you so much for being with us, and we'll undoubtedly check in again real soon. Take care. Enjoy the election, and we'll see how things go.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can check us out online and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. Please wear your mask, stay safe as best you can, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.